Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Courage to Be Free: Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival is a political memoir by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, published in 2023. It presents itself as both a personal account of his rise in politics and a governing manifesto built around Florida as a model for the nation. Rather than offering a conventional memoir focused mainly on private life, the book uses DeSantis's career to argue for a distinctive conservative approach to executive power, education policy, public health, immigration, and corporate influence. Across its chapters, the book frames his tenure as governor as a series of deliberate confrontations with what he calls the elite, the woke agenda, and institutional overreach. Its purpose is less reflective than programmatic to justify a political method and to translate Florida's policy battles into a broader national blueprint. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir designed as a governing argument, not just a life story. The book is structured around DeSantis's political trajectory, but its real aim is to make a case for his style of leadership. It begins with biography and upward mobility, yet repeatedly returns to the claim that personal background matters mainly because it prepared him for public action. That makes the memoir different from a standard political autobiography, which might emphasize formative experiences for their own sake. Here, the life story serves the argument that a governor should act decisively, treat elections as mandates, and convert office into a platform for large-scale policy change. This is why the book reads like a campaign document as much as a memoir. Its narrative choices are selective, highlighting victories, discipline, and resolve, while largely avoiding areas that would complicate the image of steady competence. Readers should understand it as a self-portrait built to support a political brand and to connect DeSantis's record in Florida with his broader ambitions for national leadership. Secondly, Florida as a model of executive power and aggressive state-level governance. One of the book's central ideas is that the governor should use executive authority boldly rather than cautiously. DeSantis presents Florida as proof that state leadership can shape national debate when it moves quickly and confronts opponents directly. The recurring principle is that effective governance requires offense, not restraint, and that a leader should not wait for consensus before acting. In this framework, executive power is justified when it is used to secure policy goals against bureaucratic inertia, media criticism, and corporate pressure. The book also reflects a broader conservative argument that state government can serve as a counterweight to federal institutions and national cultural trends. Florida is therefore described not merely as one successful state among many, but as a laboratory for a revised model of governance. The emphasis on results, speed, and confrontation helps explain why the book was widely read as a political blueprint rather than a retrospective memoir. It argues that leadership means imposing direction, not simply managing administration. Thirdly, the culture war at the center of the book schools, wokeness, and parental authority. A major portion of the book is devoted to education and the struggle over what DeSantis calls woke ideology. He treats critical race theory, gender-related instruction, and other progressive frameworks as forms of indoctrination rather than neutral education. This is not presented as a narrow school issue, but as a cultural conflict over who gets to define truth, identity, and civic values for the next generation. The book repeatedly positions parents as the proper authority in education and frames state intervention as a defense of family rights and common sense. That makes the education chapter politically important because it illustrates the book's wider logic: institutions that drift leftward should be confronted, corrected, or restrained. The conflict with school systems also helps establish DeSantis as a figure willing to turn symbolic disputes into legislation. In this sense, the book is as much about cultural power as policy detail. It argues that education is where political movements reproduce themselves, and that controlling the classroom is essential to controlling the future direction of the state and country. Fourthly, COVID-19, public health, and the rejection of lockdown politics. The book uses the COVID-19 pandemic as a major example of what DeSantis sees as failed elite governance. He criticizes lockdowns, school closures, and public health mandates as heavy-handed responses that ignored individual liberty and practical realities. Florida is held up as a counterexample, with the state's relative openness presented as proof that economic activity and public life need not be suspended in the normal caution. This section of the book matters because it shows how DeSantis connects a health crisis to a larger argument about freedom, risk, and political legitimacy. Rather than treating pandemic policy as a technical debate among experts, he turns it into a test of whether leaders trust ordinary people or defer to centralized authority. The criticism of public health officials, including Anthony Fauci, serves the same purpose. It signals distrust of technocratic power and elevates the governor as a decisive alternative to federal medical guidance. In practical terms, the book seeks to normalize an anti-lockdown interpretation of the pandemic, by linking it to economic resilience, school continuity, and voter confidence. Lastly, Disney, corporations, and the claim that private power can become ideological power. Another distinctive part of the book is its treatment of the Walt Disney Company and other large institutions as political actors rather than neutral businesses. DeSantis argues that corporations can adopt and enforce progressive ideology, especially when they enter disputes over education and family policy. His conflict with Disney becomes a case study in what he calls woke corporatism, where cultural influence and market power combine to resist elected officials. This is an important theme because it expands the book beyond the usual left versus right framing in government alone. DeSantis suggests that elected leaders must also challenge powerful private institutions when those institutions try to shape public policy or moral norms. The book therefore recasts corporate governance as a political battleground. It also reinforces the broader thesis that executive power should be used proactively, even against major economic actors, if they are seen as undermining democratic accountability. For readers, this chapter clarifies how the book links cultural conflict, state authority, and economic force into a single theory of conservative resistance. In conclusion, The Courage to Be Free will be most useful for readers who want to understand Ron DeSantis not just as a public figure, but as a political strategist and conservative executive. It is especially relevant for readers interested in American state politics, education policy, pandemic governance, and the modern rights conflict with large institutions such as media companies and public health authorities. The book offers practical insight into how a governor can use office as a platform for ideological and administrative action, and it shows how policy disputes can be turned into a coherent political identity. Intellectually, it is valuable as a window into a highly influential strand of contemporary conservatism that blends anti-elite rhetoric, parental rights, distrust of bureaucracy, and assertive state power. Compared with many political memoirs, it stands out for its explicit function as a governing blueprint. It is less interested in introspection than in justification, and less focused on personal confession than on arguing that Florida's model should be exported nationally. That combination makes it a revealing document of both a politician and a movement. If you would like to support Ron DeSantis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.